Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Jacob?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Jacob. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Happy Thursday, right?
Yep.
We're almost there. Not that we're counting, huh?
Yes.
So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how any of this works other than pricing?
Nope.
Okay, good. Thank you for that. That means she did a really good job explaining it, so I appreciate the feedback there. So the main benefit for you is definitely within the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Yes.
Yeah, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively, you know? So let's see, you're in business new as of a couple of months, so that's good because that will qualify you for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but it will also program you into all of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches with their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. Okay, so once we program Helpful Home Services into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay? And then do you have a website or a business Facebook or anything set up for the business as of yet?
I have a Facebook page as of right now, and I am working on a website currently.
Great. Okay, good. Let me put that working on a site. You have the Facebook. So the reason I was asking you that, Jacob, is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's actually really cool how it works because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. And if they're searching for anything that relates to what you offer, we'll make sure that next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for your company popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you're going to have a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see the new clients that you receive from Google. You'll see which new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. And, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. Tell me one thing. You said you're working on a website. Did you purchase a domain yet or anything like that?
Yes, I have purchased a domain. Real quick, I just had one question. So what I know you said that your company – partners with Google. What company is it that you are a part of?
Oh, we're localsplash.com. I'll send you, I'll text you actually a link to our pricing page right now just so that you can kind of see a little bit more about who we are and the statistics behind our services. And just a little background on us. our corporation was founded in 2004, which makes us pioneers in the industry. 19 years as a corporation, which is when Google first started placing businesses on the first page, which is why Google hand selected us to have that premier partnership. Okay. Now, on the link that I just sent you, you'll see two different sets of pricing. The first set that says premier packages, that's more for big corporations that have thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. You definitely don't need any of that. But the second set of pricing that says platinum SEO packages, you absolutely need the platinum package because that's the one that will give you the most dominant internet presence locally and get your phone ringing with new business. And you can see that if you're not going to be paying $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. Okay, so I'll send you an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within the platinum package, but you're only paying $299 monthly. Okay, and you're going to be grandfathered into that rate where it will never go up. So one other thing I want to share with you is that we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada. And overall, we have a 97% retention rate with our clients. So there's absolutely a reason, you know, that tens of thousands of business owners renew with this program month after month after month. You know, it's not because they have to, because nobody signed a contract. It's because the program is working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business, right? So with that being said, Jacob, now that you know a little bit more about who we are and the statistics behind our services, you feel more comfortable, obviously, to try it at least for a couple months, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Maybe. It's a pretty big investment just starting out, but I do see how there could be some quite a lot of value in it.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off, Jacob. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. I was just going to say I am a little hesitant due to the size of the investment currently. But, I mean, if it works as well as you claim it does, then it would be worthwhile.
So thank you for sharing that, and I want you to feel good about this, and I don't want you to, you know, have any hesitation because this is a huge opportunity for your business. I haven't seen a position of this magnitude even available in your area, in your category, for about 2 years and 10 months, and that's because everybody wants to be on the first page where that high revenue is generated. And I want to let you know that it's never our goal for someone to spend $299 monthly with us and then just break even, because if that's the case, that's nice, but that's not a smart business decision, right? So it's our goal to make sure, that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. And with a program like this, it's a no-brainer, because we're already putting you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated, you know? And I don't know if Tara shared the analytics with you or not as to what's trending in your area, but I do want to let you know that just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there is a solid book of business in your backyard, but the problem is you're new, so you have a weak internet presence and it's slipping through your fingers, you know? And something like this will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. Now, I don't want you to think, Jacob, that I'm saying, you know, oh, sign up with the program and you'll get 1,018 new clients flooding in, because that's also not realistic. But what we know is, statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business, you know? And the reason I asked you about the domain is we build Google-compliant websites here also. They charge an extra $400 to put them together. But what I'm thinking is since we're moving forward and we're filling this position today, and since you're currently working on your site, what if I could also get an approval to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you? So in order to
I was just going to say that'd be very nice.
Yeah, it takes something off your plate because I've talked to business owners. I've been with this company for 12 years, so day in and day out. And oftentimes when they start working on a domain, what happens is a week turns into a month and a month turns into 6 months, and pretty soon it just gets on the back burner. So if I get this approved, we'll have the site up for you within 1 to 3 business days. And you'd have the ability to upload your logo or pictures or examples of services if you have any content yet. If not, that's okay too. We can use stock photos that have worked very successfully in your industry because our objective is going to be to get you up and running. Okay, so in order to do this, I'd have to send out the request and explain the situation. And of course, I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $398 out the door and include the website for free on top of it, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for you, Jacob. You're going to absolutely be thrilled with this program. So let me send out the request. We work on a GChat system throughout the office, so I'll usually hear back within like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I wait on their response, I just want to verify your information. So if everything goes well, I'll send you a confirmation email. And what would the best email address be?
Jacob@helpfulhomeservice.com.
Excellent. And that's your domain, right? Helpfulhomeservice.com?
Yes.
I love it. Okay. You're lucky that you got your business name. Sometimes they're not always available, but that's really a godsend that it's available for you. That's awesome. And then what's your last name?
Kiser, K-I-S-E-R.
Okay. And is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay. I have a question. I don't know if I just typed it in wrong, but is the domain Helpful Home Service? It's not services, right?
Correct. It's just service.
That's what I thought. Okay. But for the business listing on Google, you want it to show as Helpful Home Services. Do you want the LLC on there or not?
I would rather just have it be service. I think there was, I must have accidentally typed something in wrong when I was filing with the state. And so it does say services on my business license, but I am going to process or begin the process to change that just to be service.
No problem. So we can have it as Helpful Home Service for you. That way, when that all gets finalized, you don't have to update anything online. It will already be under the correct business name. And you're not married to it. So if somehow down the road you change your mind or you can't officially change it, no worries. You could always call us back and we can update it. But for now, we'll leave it as Helpful Home Service. And then is the address of 115 East Wolf Valley Road, is that a physical address that you can receive mail?
Yes, but it's 1115.
Okay, let me see if I did that right. Hold on 1 second. 111. Oh, I did. Okay, I had the 3 ones. It's just that my contacts are a little fuzzy. Okay, so 1115 East Wolf Valley Road. And then the zip is 37754.
Yes.
Correct? Okay, perfect. And then give me a second here, Jacob, because I'm getting a response. I want to see what they're saying. Excellent. Okay, so they're allowing me to include the site. He said, go ahead and authorize the site for this client. He's given me a promo code so I can waive the charges. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. That was nice. So just give me a second here because I have to activate this promo code to take that $400 off. And then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
It would be a credit card. I was just wondering, you know, how exactly do you go about as a company having my business as one of the first ones on Google?
So, great question. In order to get a business on the first page of Google, two things has to happen. Number one, you have to have availability, which we do today. Secondly, you have to have the day-to-day off-site SEO services, search engine optimization performed on your listings. And what that encompasses is hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, which includes content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, indexing, trusted citations. All of that has to be done on a consistent and frequent basis to ensure that you stay on the first page, right? So that's why we grandfather you into the pricing, because you're not paying us per lead or per click or per phone call. You're actually paying us for the programming that we're doing. So it doesn't matter to us if you get 5 calls in a month or 5 jobs, or if you grow your business and you get 50 jobs in a month. Either way, you're still grandfathered into this rate. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and Google, just so you know, as a side note, they change the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you have our services, every time a new revision comes through, you'll have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page. Now, down the road, if you ever decide to discontinue services with us, which I know that you won't because you're absolutely going to love it and nobody cancels on profit, right? But let's say that you did. Worst case scenario is you will have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because everything that we created for you, you're always going to have that for your business. So you'll be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be on all the popular directories. You'll be accessible from the mobile platform. So if you ever canceled, I mean, naturally you're not going to be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you'll have a stronger presence than you have right now. Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So now, is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
Well, while we were on the phone, I decided to look a little bit into Local Splash, and I'm actually reading quite a few reviews of very unsatisfied customers. Well, from the Better Business Bureau website.
Okay.
And I can, but anyway.
Thank you for addressing that, because I want to mention something to you, if I may. On the Better Business Bureau website, it also shows that we're an accredited corporation of 19 years in business with an A-plus rating. So I think in 19 years as a corporation, there's something like 16, you know, legitimate complaints that have ever been filed against us, which out of 48,000 active clients is a drop in the bucket. It's less than 1/1000th of a percent of our happy clients. But the reason we maintain an A-plus rating, Jacob, is everyone that's filed anything against Local Splash, it's all been resolved. So there isn't one client anywhere throughout United States or Canada that can legitimately say that Local Splash did not fulfill what we promised them. Also, we have, 920 Google reviews, 4.2-star rating, and over 800 of those Google reviews are impeccable 5-star ratings. So, you know, you have to understand that, you know, in business, there's always going to be that one client somewhere that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for them, and no matter what you do, they're not happy, right? But overall, we maintain that A-plus rating for a reason.
Yes, and that, as you were talking, I did look around a little bit more, and I did find some more positive reviews, too. So I can see that y'all do have a high rating and on several websites, you know, all 4.3 and above. Yeah. Well, I see a couple of 3.9s now, but anyway, I do. So I can't, I believe it is legitimate. However, I do not think it is in my budget at this time. And I know you say it's the, you're filling the opening today, and I do appreciate the opportunity of y'all calling out to me directly, but unfortunately I'm just not able to take care of that right now. But as the business grows and my marketing budget becomes a little bit larger, because as of right now, I couldn't spend $300 a month, just for a website and, listing on Google. But I would be more than happy to get back in contact with you guys, when my budget has expanded a little bit.
Thank you for sharing that with me, Jacob, because I don't want you to look at this as an extra bill to your month, because in reality, it's something that will increase your bottom line and bring you revenue. And it's not $300 a month for a website and to put your business on Google, because you could do that yourself. That's free. Any business can submit themselves to Google. The value to what we do is to optimize you to show on the first page where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated, right? Because currently there's a lot of business that's slipping by you right now, and this is something that's going to help you. Now, I had to do this once before, and I actually got it approved, where I had asked if I could put something together for a client to kind of offset some of the money that he had going out, because he also was a brand new business. And I would absolutely see if they would allow me to offset, some of your expenses and put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable. Because at the end of the day, I know that you're absolutely going to love this program. There's no question. So, and last time I got this approved, he was a janitorial company down in Jacksonville, Florida, but he was candid enough to tell me that he only had $50 to his name. So what I was able to do was I worked out the special pricing, and he realized that if he threw it on a credit card, the minimum payment would only be $20 for the month anyway. So he had to stretch himself tremendously, Jacob, just to try the program for 1 month. And the cool thing is not only did he see activity within his first month, even before his statement came in, the program had already funded itself. So I would be willing to see if they would allow me to authorize that for you. What it would do, it's called the friends and family rate, is it would reduce your monthly fee down to just $249, and it would reduce your setup fee to just $49. So if I could get this authorized, it's going to save you $100 today, plus it'll save you $50 each month moving forward. And if I calculate it out, I think that would come to only about $8 a day, to increase your business. So when you look at it like that, it makes it a little bit easier to swallow, you know, because I know these days I can't even take my little granddaughter to McDonald's anymore for a Happy Meal and a milk for that, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, it does make it a lot more affordable. So I can't go in there, you know, since this is a friends and family pricing, and tell them that you're my brother or my cousin or anything like that. But I do get three of those every quarter, and I haven't used them all yet. So if they would allow me to allot one of those for you, can we move forward?
I suppose we could. And could I ask just one more thing of you before we move forward?
Yes, of course, Jacob.
Okay. Could I have you send just some sort of email, maybe with a local splash seal or something on it, just
yep.
to verify, because I, you know, I'm sure you recognize if I already have my phone number online, and so just anyone could call me and claim anything, which everything you've said has made sense and lined up. And so that's why I save this, because a lot of times I've gotten several spam calls that I just go ahead and cut them off within the first few minutes.
Yes. No, I respect that. I realize we're calling you out of the blue, and I absolutely don't want you to, you know, be uncomfortable in any way, shape, or form. So I'll send you an email right now, and it has our Local Splash logo. It has our Google partnership badge on it, but also it has my direct line. So my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So we have over 200 employees here. So if you ever need to call in and make an update or have a billing question or anything like that, you'll use that same number that I just sent you. It's on the bottom of the email, and you would hit option 1, and anybody can answer the phone, will help you. If you want to talk to me directly, you just plug in that 777 and the phone rings directly to my desk. And we're available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So I was sending out that promo code that I had for the friends and family package while we were talking, and they're allowing me to authorize it. So I'm so happy. They'll still do the website for you, which I think was a big importance to me, because it's 2024, and I know you're going to need the site anyway. So is it a debit or a credit card? What works best?
It will be credit card.
A credit card. Okay. And then you were saying, I'm sorry, is it under Jacob Kaiser, or does it have the business name, or both?
This card, this one will actually be my wife's credit card is what I'm going to put it on today.
Okay. Is she there to just authorize the charge, or could I talk to her? Or?
She is not currently. We work in different areas. She's actually a school teacher.
Oh, how nice. What grade?
She's at a Christian private school, and currently she's teaching kindergarten through second grade. She's got only about 9 kids in the class.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, you know, the way things are going in this day and age, things are getting crazy, and I'm a Christian too, so I've been looking into, like, the Christian charter schools for my grandkids, because who knows what they're learning these days at the public school, you know?
Yeah.
It's scary. It's good that your wife's doing that. She's got a very rewarding position. So is there another card that you could use initially that has your name on it, just initially, and then we could always put hers on here for future billing?
Yes, there is.
There is? Okay. So any middle name or initial on that one, or does it just have your first and last name?
Well, Jacob is actually my middle name, but that's what I go by, so that's what I typically say.
So officially on that card, does it have a different first name, or does it say Jacob Kaiser?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, mm-hmm. J. Kaiser.
Brian J. Kaiser. Okay. And is the 1115 East Wolf Valley Road also the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
It is a different address for billing.
Okay, so go ahead.
449 Clear Branch Road, Rocky Top, Tennessee.
And then the zip?
37769.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
6011 0043.
Okay.
8898.
Okay.
3765.
Okay, expiration?
1126.
And the code?
931.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Jacob, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local/, and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. Now, some of this voice recording is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Helpful Home Service, LLC.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Brian Jacob Kaiser, owner-operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local/?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 8th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the eighth day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
I do, but what is the phone number for the client support I would call to cancel with if I chose to do that?
So it's the same number on the bottom of the email, but if you want to write it down, are you ready? I'll give it to you again.
Yes.
Okay. It's 877.
Okay.
635. Mm-hmm. 6225.
6225.
Mm-hmm. And then, like I said before, when you call that number, just hit option 1, and then anybody that answers the phone can help you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the client interview will take 20, maybe 30 minutes where they're going to go over your keywords and get you set up. I have an appointment. You're on Eastern time, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I have an appointment at 2 o'clock open, or at 5 or 6 o'clock today. Which would work best, you think?
Then that's all Eastern time?
All Eastern time, absolutely.
Okay. See you. And how long did you say it takes?
It takes about 20 minutes.
Okay. 5 o'clock would be good.
5, okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Jacob, is block out an entire hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, because I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with an e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Let me check. Yes.
Okay. There's a link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms. All you have to do is open that link. That will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. So just when you see that, you'd scroll to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check to show that you're authorized on the account and that you receive text messages. And then plug your name in exactly the way you gave it to me for the billing, which is Brian J. Kaiser. For internal purposes, we're always going to go by Jacob because I have the account under Jacob, but it does have to match the billing. So once you do the Brian J. Kaiser and hit confirm signature, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that. That will be provided at the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in, okay?
Okay. Well, I've done that. It's taken me to the username page.
Excellent. Okay, so that's your sign that it went through. Okay, so good. So you're there. So you're all good to go. I have it set up for my technician to call you around 5 o'clock today. And then if you have anything special to put up on the site, please let them know. And then also the PIN code from Google, it will be sent out today, and it gets to you within 5 to 10 business days. So let your wife know, too, if anybody else checks the mail at that 115 East, you know, Wolf Valley Road, that it's coming because it's a very important part of the process, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And then Google will also kind of solidify that you're a valid business in the area to protect you from a large corporation trying to steal clients. So you'll get an email that says photos needed for Google optimization. There's about 7 suggestions on there, Jacob. You don't have to send all 7, but just send over what you can because that will help the verification process, okay?
Okay. And what sort of photos will they be? I have some of, like, my logo, but also I have several pictures of work I've done. Is that the kind of photos it'll need?
So for the website, absolutely do the photos of the logo and the work that you've done, and you can send that in later. But for the email, it's going to be more proof to Google that you're a valid business in the area. So they're going to ask for maybe a copy of an invoice with your address, maybe a business license or insurance. If you don't have that, they'd probably want to see a picture of like a work vehicle with some tools on it. So like I said,
okay,
it's all mapped out in that email. But, you know, like I said, don't worry about if you don't have everything. Just submit over whatever you can, and it will definitely help the process go smoothly, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So we're all on the same page. And then as a side note, because you're in Tennessee, I know that none of the teams close to you made it, but are you, who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't really keep up with it. I'm not even sure who's going.
Oh, my gosh. So Kansas City Chiefs is the favored one because I think they've gone for like 4 years in a row. But the San Francisco 49ers made it, and I'm rooting for them because the quarterback is a big Christian. He's a big believer in God, and he's always talking about win or lose, I'm still going to give God the glory. So everybody's saying, oh, you're crazy. The 49ers aren't going to win. It's going to be the Chiefs. And I'm like, hey, with God, all things are possible. You never know.
That's right.
Right. So, but I'm sure there's a lot of Bible-believing Christians on the Kansas City team, too. But the guy, the quarterback of the 49ers, is just so vocal about it. And I love hearing his, you know, post-game interviews and stuff. It's pretty exciting. So.
Right.
So, Okay. Well, it was definitely great talking to you, Jacob. Reach out to me in the future at extension 777 if you have any questions whatsoever. And then remember, you're all set. You're good to go from 5 to 6 o'clock today, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
You're welcome, sir. Okay. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.